Much of the work goes on here, in Weldon's headquarters building south of San Francisco. Designers work to create compelling logos and user-friendly web layouts to spread the word on global water shortages. The goal, to help thousands of families gain access to clean water. Josh Tu is co-founder and head of development at Weldon.
A lot of times people say you need education, you need sanitation, you need all these different things, infrastructure, roads, schools, but without access to clean water, like how can you do any of the other things?
Experts say having clean water can lead to greater economic and educational opportunities, particularly for women who take on most of the burden of fetching water from distant sources. Weldon promotes well building in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. The nonprofit organization serves as a conduit, raising awareness and money, then channeling the proceeds to water development organizations that do the actual work. Jim Yoon is head of projects.
We're addressing sort of two facets of the water crisis, gross overuse here at home, and then non-availability in the developing world.
To spotlight high water consumption in the United States, the group created a program called Water for Water, in which intense water consumers agree to reduce their water usage and send their water bill savings to Weldon's clean water projects. Using interactive technology, Weldon also plans to implement a new web platform called Future Building. It will allow donors to purchase and donate specific hardware for well building. To reduce overall costs, Weldon and its partner organizations require villagers who benefit to do most of the manual labor.
We don't want to be that Western organization that shows up, saves the day, takes the credit, and then like heads back and shares like a wonderful story. We're just sharing what we have with them.
Tu and Yoon first met in college. After graduating, they served in a church mission to Ghana, where they saw children swallowing malaria pills with filthy water.
It was like here we were trying to, in some way, alleviate their suffering, yet the very water they're using to take down this medicine is probably making them sick in the first place.
Inspired by their experience in Africa, the pair drew on support from friends and family to create Weldon in 2010. So far, Weldon has completed more than 75 clean water projects that have benefited more than 10,000 people. And Tu and Yoon have set their goals even higher, hoping to complete 300 water projects in the year ahead. For VOA News, I'm Mona Lisa Noor Mohammadi in San Francisco.